brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. We're now into the second hour of this February 4th, 2004 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up in the next hour, we have the former Secretary of Defense. They call that their defense minister for Germany. And up until last year, in his second post, he's been in the German government since the 1970s in Helmut Kohl's government and now in Gerhard Schroeder's government. He's written a best-selling book covering how the globalists, the New World Order, carried out September 11th. So he'll be joining us in about 59 minutes. Andres von Bülow. For this hour, I am honored to be joined by Hutton Gibson, who has a great mind. I mean, he was the national champion in the late 60s of Jeopardy, folks. And that's how he moved with his family to do organic farming in Australia. And he's got 11 children, one of them, of course, Mel Gibson, who has the Passion coming out here in just a few weeks. But he is here to join us today about a riveting speech he gave going over the right of secession of the states and how that could be a good thing. And also we'll talk about the upcoming draft, the lies concerning Iraq, the new wars they've got publicly planned, and a lot more. Joining us is Hutton Gibson. Hutton, great to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Hutton, you gave a speech a few weeks ago, and I had a chance to talk to folks that heard it and said it was pretty good. Go over secession and what that means.
Well, you have to ask, can we afford a lunatic government? you know, and it is lunatic when it taxes its own to support foreigners and in general to go out of its way to wage wars, undeclared wars. The thing here is that secession was treated by the Founding Fathers. They left it in there. And the fact that it did not succeed in 1861-65 is merely a matter of who had more banks and who had more soldiers and more munitions. It was perfectly legal. And Lincoln at one time imprisoned the Maryland legislature so it couldn't secede.
Did you know that the week before 9/11, New Hampshire and two other states had their counties and their selectmen preparing to withdraw from the Union? The counties from the states under their Article 10 right to revolt in that particular state, and then suddenly the attacks took place and that didn't happen. Arizona almost passed a law, it passed committee to pull out of the Union if, quote, a new world order is declared or if gun confiscation begins. If the federal government goes bad, it is our right, it is our duty to pull out of the Union and then reconstitute the states as a more perfect Union. Is that historically accurate, Hutton?
Yeah, well, there's one more thing. They said if the Constitution were set aside, and it has been. I mean, they've got all that they need right now if they wish to secede. Arizona, that is.
Absolutely. They said that's right. The third thing was that the Constitution set aside, and we know under Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security, that has indeed happened.
Well, it's been set aside many years by the surrender of delegated powers by the federal government.
You're right. We're going to be right back and we'll talk about that. Was it 1913?
Yes.
Was it 1933?
Both.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse as we take more steps down this stairway to hell. We'll be back with Hutton Gibson. We're honored to have him. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc., read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Hutton Gibson, who has been conscious of the New World Order for 50 years. And you can see the effect of his knowledge, his information, which I've checked out and is extremely accurate, on his son and the fruits of his labor with Braveheart and the Patriot and now the Passion. We're going to be talking today about secession from the Union, how it's a good thing, and I agree it needs to happen by as many states as possible because this is an illegitimate government in Washington. Then we'll get into the national draft and the war in Iraq and a little bit into the Passion as well because Hutton has been blessed enough to see it months ago, and I can't wait till I get to see it in theaters in a few weeks when it opens. Hutton, again, I mean, your memory's better than mine. I'm talking about the Arizona law that passed committee. He had the state rep on a few years ago about this, and she actually woke up because of Police State 2000. That was interesting. She got it passed out of committee, didn't pass the full legislature, to pull out of the Union if a new world order is declared, gun confiscation begins, and I had forgotten, you're right, the third part, if the Constitution is set aside, and you're right. In 1913, it's not just the 16th Amendment with the IRS, the 17th Amendment, taking our senators from the states, making them creatures of the federal government, how important is that?
They were sent there in the first place as the state's ambassadors to keep a check on the federal government, to see that the representatives in the other house didn't run away with the place. And they're then placed, instead of a state ambassador checking on the other, they're put in the same election, put in the popular election where they don't belong, and answerable to the people rather than to the state government. And to the people in this case means the political party in charge.
And, well, it's just like the Roman Senate when it got corrupt. They set themselves up as petty dictators, and now they put all the power in the federal government, whereas before they were creatures of the legislature that was elected by the states, showing that the federal government was only a unit of the states.
Yes, it was it delegated very little. But like any tyranny, it simply absorbs everything it sees, sets up unconstitutional corporations like health, education, and welfare, duplications and triplications of stuff done at local and state levels for nobody's benefit except to get its own oar in and, say, control the schools so that the people come out of there having no idea what are their rights or what is their history. And very little of what is their language.
Absolutely. In the speech you gave to the American Free Press, Hutton, I mean, there's so many points I could bring up. Can you elaborate on some of the key issues and facts that you brought forward?
This was at the We the People conference in Arlington. It wasn't to the American Free Press.
Okay, well, I know the American Free Press reported on it, and some of them were there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, you've got to figure that they are taxing you and they're misinforming you and so on, but mostly they are encroaching on your rights. And with penalties. I mean, you send somebody to Congress, and what does he do? He represents you? Well, try and get him. Get hold of him and see what he can do. He just does what the party tells him. We have taxes come in, and we've got no representation. And we got this revolutionary slogan, which is always true. Taxation without representation is tyranny.
Well, absolutely. And now they're coming out with all these new taxes, Hutton, and...
Hey, they've got a tremendous tax coming up. They're talking about the draft again. This is the ultimate tax. Nobody owes the government his life to go somewhere else. To defend this country is the only excuse they could have for a draft.
And by the way, you're a veteran of the Pacific yourself in World War II.
Right. So, and then when we got home, you know, the whole army, I think, pretty well was disgusted with the results. We come home after winning a war, supposedly started over the liberation or the invasion of Poland, and where was Poland after this? Handed over to Soviet Russia. Everything was given to the communists. And it was not as though we had to do it. They were there. They were a force only because we had built them up. Here we go, win a war and see it given away.
Is that when you started to wake up, Hutton?
No, I was a little ahead of that, but well, that certainly helped along.
What woke you up?
Oh, just things like how we got into World War II.
Now, Hutton, looking at 1913, the Federal Reserve Act, the private banks taking over, taking our senators, making them their own power in Washington, basically destroying states' rights at that point, 1933 War Powers Act, 1947 National Security Act, 2001 Patriot Act 1, 2002 Homeland Security, 2003 Patriot Act 2 passed. I mean, we see it accelerating, intensifying. We have every right to secede, and that's the only thing at this point is getting control of the states and reinstituting our Republican form of government. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. Now, there's one thing about it. We have every right to secede, and it should be done bloodlessly. nothing else is going to be bloodless. We're either going to have a revolt in this country from what they're doing to us, or we're going to submit and be subjected to a terror, like the French Revolution, like the Russian Revolution, like Pol Pot, like Mao Zedong. Every place these people set up, we have a terror. They just go out of their way to kill people as principle of, you know, the mother comes in and says, if my boy disobeys at school, slap the child next to him. That will get him under control. That will scare him. So you kill the guy next to you, and then you're under control. That is to say.
That is the essence of the Red Terror.
Yes.
And of course, communism is a creation of the Illuminati, of the New World Order, and there's, I mean, Hutton, cameras in school bathrooms, cameras in our neighborhoods, our cell phones tracking us, microchips going into everything. What is it like for you in the scope of your life to see this happening in America?
It's one of these things. I see it, but I don't believe it. How could it happen? Only through. And if you say plot, you're crazy. It has to be a plot.
Well, the EU was calling for a new world order yesterday, but we talk about a new world order and it doesn't exist.
Well, the funny thing, we've had people calling for the new world order. We had Paul VI go to the United Nations and say that it was the last hope of the world. Now, what is kind of nonsense is that? The man is supposed to be the head of a religion that has always claimed it's the only hope of the world.
Well, the Pope John Paul, the current Pope, said 3 weeks ago we need a new world order.
That's what he said. He said that. And he didn't say it just once.
We also have the Protestant leaders supporting the Patriot Act, supporting the new world order, saying we're not Christian if we don't support. We've already gone to Iraq. That's a fraud. Now they say they're going into Syria and Iran. We have their own public documents. They want to start this national draft. What do you think about that?
Well, you have to have a war so you can have a draft, don't you? So they're going to keep manufacturing wars, and they're going to say, well, we have nobody here. Well, that's the trouble. We have nobody here. And then when the UN decides it's time to jump on us, the UN, of course, being the creature of the New World Order characters, we will have nobody here to defend us. We'll have foreign troops in here.
By the way, that's official, Hutton. I'm sure you've seen all the articles. They're admitting they're going to, quote, use foreign assets to keep us safe. Didn't the British use German soldiers to, quote, keep us safe in 1776?
They did, yes. But there's one thing that just skipped my mind here a second. I'll get it back. But, you know, secession will allow, if the governor takes over the control of his state, or if several states get together and form a new kind of union with the privilege of secession, which is a gun which should have been on the federal government at all times, but has not been since the Civil War, they will be able to withdraw their citizens from the armies. Get them back home, where they belong.
Well, I mean, the Declaration of Independence says that if the government gets corrupt, this is what we're supposed to do, is dissolve the government and then have the state set up another government of the people's choosing. But, I mean, I guarantee you, if states try to secede, the feds are going to get violent real quick, Hutton.
Yeah, but as I say, if we can do it without blood, it can be done. People will just stick to it.
So we've got to take over the counties and the cities, then the states, and start having some of the states secede.
All of them, hopefully. Because if you sit there, you know, here we have this tremendous federal debt that no one can possibly pay. And, of course, it's fiction. It's bankers' bookkeeping.
You bet. Hutton Gibson, stay there. We'll come back and talk more about it and take calls. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. In time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And a real patriot for this republic is Hutton Gibson. Hutton, you know, you've been around 85 years, and you've had 11 children and just scores of wonderful grandchildren, and you've seen the mutation, the falling away, America turning into this high-tech police state. You know, there's now, I had said there were 9 bills to reinstate a draft. There's now 2 more, so that's 11. Two of those 11 will be drafted 18 to 49. Most of us will have to serve here domestically in tattletaling, federal neighborhood watch, kind of East German type Stasi. I mean, they're really setting this up. From your historical research, what does it mean when the government even drafts middle-aged people and makes them dig ditches and tattle on neighbors? Is that a good sign for the country?
Not very good. They don't even put the how to work people to work in this country, which they do in other countries. They say, well, these people have nothing to do. We can't feed them. Put them to work.
And now they're talking about concentration camps, Hutton, in the mainstream media, how good these are for us.
Oh, yeah. You know, that'll keep us from having to walk to work or drive to work or whatever the work is, which I'm sure will be essential because the government says it's essential.
By the way, England and Europe, the whole Western world is passing these laws and setting up secret arrest of citizens. What do you think about the Patriot Act? I mean, isn't that a good reason to secede from this false government?
Yes, absolutely. Even more, though, the public debt. It's self-perpetuating through an abusive money system, through banks rather than through answerable governments.
Well, you made that point before we broke for the last segment. You're absolutely right. I mean, the Federal Reserve is a fraud. They design it to get us into debt. We don't really owe this money. Can you elaborate on that for us, Hutton?
No, they're not our debts. We never assumed them. We're entitled to a governmental debt-free money system. Money is nothing more than an instrument of barter. But the banks issue money at usury. If the government wishes to continue to enrich suppliers of money, which it should itself supply, what do we care? The government exceeded its competence in relinquishing a delegated power. If I borrow your lawnmower, for instance, and sell it to my boss, it still belongs to you. If the state's delegated the regulation of money to the federal government, the federal government cannot sell this power to its bosses. It can return only to the delegates.
And that's
just not one whit to vote out the men in charge. The debts will remain. So we must abolish the debtor, that is, the government itself.
Well, that's clearly what the Ninth and Tenth Amendments say, that the power resides with us, but you know that they're enforcing their power at the barrel of a gun. How do you see us peacefully getting states to secede? I mean, the feds would have trouble attacking Arizona if they did secede, or New Hampshire. I guess we've just got to start the ball rolling to lobby to have this happen. How would that process take place?
Well, hopefully you can get enough people to see that this is their way out of terrible debt. They've got this debt hanging over them imposed by, you might say, a foreign power. That's what our government is these days. It's a foreign power. It has nothing to do with us except to tax us. And it taxes, it's a treasonous outfit. It throws all our manufacturing capacity out of the country. So we can't go to war. Hitler was afraid to go to war with us because we had this tremendous manufacturing potential. We could do anything. It's gone. It's all out of the country. And the government has done this.
Well, it's clear, Hutton, America is being set up for a fall.
If we go to war, we have to depend on enemies or potential enemies to supply us with the sinews of war. We don't even have spare parts for our tanks anymore.
You're absolutely right. I want to come back and get a little bit more into secession, and then we'll take calls. Your chance to talk to Hutton Gibson. Again, we're honored to have him. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It can be done. We need to have the states secede and reform our government. It's gone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star, his job to offer battle.
Folks, what does it mean to be an American? America, the United States is America because we have a Bill of Rights, we have a Constitution, we can own guns, we can own land, we run our own lives, we don't have a government that spies on us, we are the government. Look around you. That's not America today. And we're not just not America. We are a wicked, corrupt police state. A decadent, wicked society. And it's getting worse by the millisecond. If you say you love America and have got American flags all over your car, you need to know what the Bill of Rights and Constitution is. And if you do know what the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution states, and if you do know history, and if you do love America, you would demand that we abolish this alien corrupt corporation, this organized crime syndicate that is the so-called federal government, the national security dictatorship. Hutton Gibson, I got a call in the last hour, and the man was saying, what is the military-industrial complex? Do you have a good definition for us of this crime syndicate that's now running things and wants our sons and daughters for its meat grinder?
The word is tyranny. It's as simple as that. If a state wants to, then it should protect its unborn. why does it have to listen to a Supreme Court, which is an agency which is supposed to rule on constitutionality of laws? And nothing else. No one else gave them any more than that. They simply go ahead and legislate by themselves. They have set up things like a bunch of extortionists, and they call them the IRS, by their approval or refusal to see a suit which wants their constitutional status determined. Or they will allow the government to tax the citizen with his service, to steal him away. If he gets by the abortion murderers and grows up to the age of 20 or so, they'll take him off and throw him in a war somewhere. And if they don't get him with the enemy's bullets, they'll have a misfire somewhere and get him with their own, like, say, with the vaccinations. You know, when you look at these things, you start to wonder, how? Am I crazy? But it's the government that's crazy.
Well, we've got a bunch of criminal control freaks running things, Hutton, and again, for those that have studied history, this is the norm. America was different because we didn't go along with this. And as you said at the start of the interview, the education is designed to dumb our children down so that they will accept this whole system. And look, the Supreme Court has said, people didn't believe me 5 years ago when I was reading their rulings, but in the last year they've seen fit to tell us that, oh yeah, we follow the UN and the foreign court's orders. We follow their precedents. So the Supreme Court is ignoring the states, which are the body of the people, representative, but they're going to go over to Europe where there is no freedom. The Magna Carta is being thrown out from 1214. They're trying people twice for the same crimes, getting rid of juries, and that's where they're getting their rulings now from, Hutton. I mean, that's got to be a wake-up call that, oh, the Supreme Court, it follows what the UN says now.
Yeah. And people on grand juries, for instance, will say, well, this guy must be guilty or they wouldn't bring the charges against him, and instead of throwing the case out for almost any kind of a ridiculous charge.
Well, judges will tell juries how to rule. They're not supposed to do that.
No, it's none of their business.
And again, folks, being in America means you're in power. That's why the jury and the grand jury makes the decisions, not the prosecutor, not the judge. Incredible. You know, Hutton, before we go to these calls, you've been taking action for decades, and you've got a great newsletter. You've got a great documentary where you go into the corruption in the Catholic Church. You do such great work, and at the same time, Hutton, you're also involved with Pastor Butch Paugh and others. 30-plus states are already putting Bibles back in schools. How many people knew that? This great literary work, even if they say you can't have religion in the schools, they put Harry Potter and humanism in there. But
they even put the Quran in there.
They make the kids in California worship Allah and the five pillars. That's mainstream news. But you're involved in getting Bibles back in churches. I mean, Bibles, yeah, there too. Bibles back in schools. Tell us about that, because, I mean, everybody should get involved in this.
Yes. It is a study. I mean, this is our culture. And not only that, it's some of the noblest writing you can ever run across. And people are simply told that you can't have this in school, but it is. It can be done. All you do is call it a study.
And well,
people are allowed to bring they're not proselytized in any way. They are put in touch with some of our complete background. The whole doggone Christian world respects the Bible, and a lot of people read it. Now, here we have a chance to get a generation which has miseducated, put them into a position where they can learn at least their history and other history, Middle East history, and how to speak and how to think.
Now, at 85, you travel around, give speeches, write a newsletter, do radio interviews. You're fighting for this country. I don't know what excuse people have out there. They say, oh, I'm too young, I got a party, or, well, I'm retired, I don't have a responsibility. Do we all have a responsibility, Hutton, to stand up for this country?
We have if we intend to live right. But we cannot, you know, we're here to save our souls, and we can't do it in slavery.
We have to be
free agents, responsible for our own actions. We have personal responsibility. And I have responsibility to my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
Hutton, how do people get involved and help get Bibles back in schools?
Well, there's a lady in North Carolina. Have you spoken to her, Elizabeth Ridenour?
No, but I've talked to Butch yesterday. I'm going to get her on the show.
Yeah, that would be the thing to do it. I don't have the figures right at hand. I'd have to jump in the other room.
But no, that's exciting that you're going to be traveling around giving some speeches. Butch was telling me 30-plus states already have Bibles in many of their schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said 36. Is that the right number?
I don't know.
And he was telling me that. Talking about Christianity, the Bible being under attack, did you hear me yesterday read that Paul Harvey article?
Yes, I did.
I didn't read the whole thing. I know you've read it. But he said if we can't have a movie about Christ, we are in a lot of trouble. And he's right. We are in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have the tail wagging the dog, as usual.
But I think it's backfiring on those that didn't want this film to be seen. I think it's backfired on them. I think more people are going to see it now because of their attempts to frustrate its release.
Yeah, everybody now wants to see it because it's a controversial item. We need a little excitement sometimes in our lives.
You've seen the one of the earlier cuts of it, and you told me it was the most powerful film you've ever seen.
Yes, absolutely.
People I've talked to that have seen it have said the same thing. I mean, people that aren't even Christians, and now they're thinking about becoming Christians. What a wonderful work your son's doing. And at the same time, Paul Harvey said that it was as powerful as the birth of his first child. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is very powerful. You come out of there, you're not looking to tag anybody for blame. You say to yourself, I did that to my God.
Unbelievable. Hutton, it shows what we can do if we're straight and strong and upright, and your life has really been a testament to that. You have done so much through your life to enrich our lives, and it's so exciting. We got a bunch of phone calls here, Hutton. Anything else you'd like to go over before we go to the calls?
No, I don't think so. Just we have to do something about this government. And if it goes, the Supreme Court goes with it, the Congress goes with it, the Executive Department goes with it, the Treasury, everybody else. The whole thing goes. We don't have to worry about them anymore. We set up separately. That's the way they started. And then gang together when they're out of the way.
And, you know, we have to dare to think like that. We have to make that decision and start pushing for it, setting up committees of correspondence in all 50 states to move to restore the republic. Hutton, in the past, you have told us how we can get a copy of your newsletter that's put out periodically. It's excellent and covers a lot of events and things that are happening in the world. And what's going on with the corruption of the Catholic Church. Would you like to give folks an address or tell folks how they can get that?
Sure. I'm at 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia. The letter is mostly polemic, and it's almost all on the situation in the Catholic Church and how it has varied from what it has been for 19 centuries. But now and then we let a little politics into it. Not too often, but...
Well, again, folks, the address to get a copy of this is 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia. And then what's the zip code, honey?
26651.
26651. How much is it?
$5 a year. I don't guarantee any number of issues. When I get postally correct, that is enough to fit under one stamp, I put it out. Usually 4 times a year lately.
$5, folks, to, it's interesting information, 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia, 26651. And, Hutton, you already get mail from all over, don't you?
Oh, yes. almost too much.
All right, before we get 100 calls here at the board, I want to tell folks the address one more time. 141 Irish Street, Somersville, and that's spelled like the season, Somersville, West Virginia, 26651. And that's how you can get involved. All right, let's go to calls, Hutton. He should probably be all over the map. Who's up first, Mark? Who should I go to first? Who in Pennsylvania? Nick in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Nick from Pittsburgh. Thanks for taking my call. Finally got broadband, so I've been listening to you every day. And I just wanted to comment... It actually changed my original comment. I finally heard.
Okay, what's your comment?
Well, the Catholic Church. Well, I went to Catholic school my entire life, and from second grade on, I was an altar boy until I graduated. And every couple of months or so, after becoming an altar boy, the priests and deacons of the local church would gather us all altar boys together and let us know that, you know, hey guys, we're going to have a big shortage of priests in the years to come. So anybody who's remotely considering being a priest, please become a priest. So back in the early 70s, there was a huge, huge push for any altar boys or anybody to become a priest. So in my opinion, that's why any of these scandals or any charges have been leveled against any priest, that these bishops, all they would ever do is just, you know, shuffle the bishops off to another location or another a congregation.
Yeah, that's how corruption works. You cover it up. It's how the police departments have gotten corrupt. You know, they cover up little corruption, then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Hutton comments.
Well, one reason for this terrible depravity among the clergy, and it's not all of them by any means, but too many, far too many of them, and it's because there's no more grace. They've stolen the Mass and the sacraments from the church.
Exactly.
They left in 1969.
Right. As I've seen firsthand, you know, the push for pushing us all into the clergy is they didn't have enough priests. So if they fired everybody who was ever accused of any improprieties, they wouldn't have enough priests to run the congregation as it was, you know.
Well, they don't have. They're not getting anybody.
Right. So they couldn't fire them all, and they wouldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have the income coming in. So they
all right.
They
well,
had
well,
to shuffle
thank
around
you.
And hope for the best. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, sir. Let's talk to Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
Oh, I'm in Idaho.
Okay, go ahead. I was told New Hampshire.
It's a pleasure to be on your show, especially with Hutton. Hutton, I want to congratulate you on both your longevity on Earth and your raising of a fine young man who knows the truth. And may God grant you many years of continued service to the cause. I'm a Pius X Catholic, and I come to the realization, as has Hutton many years ago, that there's some serious problems with the Catholic Church. And as Hutton has pointed out, they date back to Vatican II. The infiltration of Freemasonry into the Catholic Church cannot be overlooked. And Hutton's right, it is about salvation of souls. And every Christian should know the truth about what's really being implemented here. And it's a New World Order based on Freemasonry, a New World Order, secular New World Order, which has as its fundamental goal is to subvert every form of society with this New World Order. I know Hutton knows about this. Hutton, have you ever heard of a man by Dr. James, by the name of Dr. James Wardner?
I've got a book or two by him.
Do you? Have you seen his tape, The Communist Infiltration of the Catholic Church?
No.
It's a very good tape. I would suggest maybe people could go to mostholyfamilymonastery.com You can order that tape there as well as several other tapes. I'm not
okay, let me get a comment from Hutton on what you said. Hutton?
Well, I'm not going to get the tape because I know all about it. I've been studying this now for at least 35 years. When I ran into it in the Catholic schools in Australia. My children were going to the schools, and I had to take them out.
Yes, I did too, the same, Hutton. I've seen the same thing both in the Catholic Church, and of course the public schools don't follow any type of moral guidelines whatsoever. They've intentionally subverted that.
The public schools are preparing our children to be slaves. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to break, come back, take a few more calls for Hutton Gibson, and then we've got the former German defense secretary coming on the show to talk about, well, how the globalists pulled off 9/11. Oh, you don't want to miss this either. Hutton, one final segment. It's been so good to have you with us. Stay there, my friend. We'll be right back. We'll take a few more calls for Hutton Gibson. Any questions or comments you have, stay with us. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got loaded phone lines. We've only got Hutton Gibson, Father Mel Gibson, by the way, for another 5 minutes or so. And then we've got the German Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense and Technology, coming on to talk about who carried out 9/11. This will be very interesting. Right now, let's try to go to these calls quickly. We're going to have Hutton back on, by the way, in the next few weeks to talk about corruption in the Catholic Church. He just agreed to do that. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Ida in Nebraska. Ida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Gibson,
Please go farther back than 1913. Go back to Abraham Lincoln. I believe he suspended the Constitution because even though we've been told that the Civil War was over slavery, it was actually because the southern states were going to secede because of the heavy hand of government.
Well, that's what Hutton was just saying. That's historical fact. It was about controlling their own destinies, Hutton.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
And it would take nothing for the states to secede because they already have their own constitutions.
But we have to educate the general public on this to have that process take place, and Hutton, Gibson, and myself can't do it alone.
You're absolutely right. We're all in this war together. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Ida. Good to hear from you. You know, that's an important point, Hutton. Everybody's got to be a leader in this fight.
You know, you've got to figure that way. Because you don't know who else is around.
Absolutely.
It's one of these things. Somebody has to do it.
And that's it, folks. Let's talk to Clinton, Missouri. Clinton, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'd just like to echo what your last caller said. Yes, go back to Lincoln, and also recognize that Hamilton and Clay also wanted to centralize the government banking and whatnot. Lincoln's the only one that got accomplished because he did it by the barrel of a gun.
Well, they tried to assassinate Andrew Jackson 7 times, the British banks did, didn't they, Hutton?
I never heard 7, but they got him once, nearly.
But I'd also like to add that the only way this government will be fixed, if you will, is your right by secession, and that must start with state sovereignty. Could I give you my organization's website?
Oh, sure. Plug away. That's what we do.
Okay. It's League of the South, www.dixienet.org, and read about secession.
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next, Mark? Chip in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, Chip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. I was...
That's fine. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of comments. I was at the We the People conference with Mr. Gibson was a guest speaker at. Did a fantastic job. Got a rounding ovation. But there's a couple of interesting things. One, these people's approach is so critical and so important, and it's just a tragedy that the press is blacking them out on what they're doing and trying to accomplish, because their whole thing is we've got to stop feeding the beast. And what they've been able to accomplish is simply truth in taxation. If you don't answer our questions, we have a First Amendment right of redress of grievance, which says we have a constitutional right not to pay taxes.
Well, that's it, and that's what they've tried to do. Thanks for the call. Hutton, absolutely, the IRS is a fraud. Final comments.
After that, you hardly have to say anything. Yeah, it is definitely a fraud, and it is an extortionist.
Absolutely, Hutton.
It is the enemy, or part of the enemy, one of the major parts of the enemy that will go if we secede.
All right. Well, Hutton Gibson, we'll be talking to you in a week or so here on the show, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And same to you and all your listeners.
You bet. Take care. There goes Hutton Gibson, a great American. You can write to him at 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia, 26651. We'll be back with the German defense minister.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. 888. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.